Since the beginning of the pandemic, the Maine Center for Disease Control has released COVID-19 case counts by county only. Its decision to do so has made the state a bit of an outlier in New England because other states have released case counts by town or zip code. But that changed on Wednesday evening when the Maine CDC finally released cases by zip code, sort of. Maine Public's chief political correspondent Steve Missler is here to explain and provide some highlights in the data. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Jen.
So, Steve, let's start with a little background about the CDC's reluctance to provide more granular data about COVID-19 cases. What was the agency's rationale for withholding that info?
Well, Jen, the CDC's primary reason for holding back this data has shifted a bit over time, but it's generally been grounded in the idea that releasing it might reveal the identity of people who have contracted the disease. And you can imagine why that might be a problem for patients who might not want their neighbors to know they've been infected. That's also a consideration for the CDC, which legally has to protect the privacy of patients. And doing both of those things can be a bit tricky in a state like Maine. The state has just over 1 million residents, but it also has over 400 towns, many of which have very few residents, even compared to rural New Hampshire, which has roughly the same population as us, but roughly half the number of towns. And there's another reason why the CDC has been reluctant to publish this data, and it's that public health officials were very wary of releasing data that might cause people to let their guard down. For example, if you live in Pownal, which is a small town in Cumberland County, and you see that there's no detected cases there, you might be less apt to wash your hands, socially distance, or take other precautions. But that's exactly what public health officials don't want you to do. After all, Cumberland County is one of the four counties with community transmission, and it has the highest number of cases of all 16 counties. So Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah made this exact point today, and he urged people to assume that COVID-19 is in their town, regardless of whether the new data suggests that it isn't.
So why did the CDC decide to release the data now?
Well, I think it's been under pressure to do so, Jen, both from the media and the public. I mean, Dr. Shah has said for weeks that his agency was waiting for the total confirmed cases to get high enough that they could provide the information without compromising privacy. And if you look at the data, it only represents or details cases in 55 of Maine's 400-plus zip codes. That's because the CDC is suppressing data in zip codes with fewer than 50 people, in zip codes with five or fewer cases, and where county-level cases are so low that a person could be identified. And I'm talking about Piscataquis County, for example, which has just one case.
Okay, so can you tell us, what can you tell us about the data that's going to be released or that was released? What stands out about it?
Well, I think the first thing that's important to note here is that these numbers represent cumulative case counts that go all the way back to the beginning of the outbreak. The data does not show active cases. Or it doesn't break out active cases, I should say. But there are a few curiosities, to be sure. For some reason, Medway has one of the highest infection rates in the state relative to its population of 1,400 people. And nobody seems to know why. Dr. Shah was asked about it today, and he didn't have an answer at the ready, so perhaps it's a surprise to him too. It's also interesting that a sprinkling of towns in Cumberland County, which again has community transmission, don't seem to have any confirmed cases at all. And I'm talking about towns like Harpswell. That's a bit surprising, again, because there is community transmission in Cumberland County.
So what about some of the places with the higher case counts? What are some of those zip codes?
Sure. Some of these are not too surprising, Jen, because these are areas and counties where there's been community transmission or there's been an outbreak at a congregate care facility such as a nursing home, which can really drive up the numbers because COVID-19 is so infectious in closed settings. And that's why you'll see high case counts in Falmouth, Scarborough, and Cape Elizabeth, which is where we've seen outbreaks in long-term care facilities. But the highest case counts are also in places with higher population density. I'm talking about Portland, which has the most cases at 456. Lewiston has 203 cases. Westbrook has 153 cases. South Portland has 105 cases.
So these zip codes that you mentioned that the CDC suppressed the data for those reasons you mentioned earlier, how many of those are there?
So there are 48 zip codes that are being suppressed either because they have five or fewer cases or zip codes are in counties where the case counts are too low. And there are 167 zip codes where there are simply no confirmed cases. And that's about 30% of the state's total zip codes. In big picture, roughly 9% of Maine zip codes have 40 cases or more. And again, many of those zip codes are in the counties with community transmission.
All right, Steve Missler, thanks for breaking that down for us.
Happy to do it, Jen.
That's Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler. And the Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 28 new cases of COVID-19 for today, for a total cumulative caseload of 2,446.